Greetings, friends, and welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Sean, your host, and today's going to be a short broadcast this morning. And the reason for that is I only have 10 minutes because I was recording our study in the Book of Jubilees, and I messed up the recording. And so I used up all my time thinking that I was recording, and I didn't have it turned on properly, and so everything was lost from this morning. But I didn't want you guys to wake up Monday morning and have no encouragement from the scriptures, nothing to ponder on. And so we're going to read from John chapter 6 today, starting with the Gospel of John, that is. From the Gospel of John chapter 6, starting with verse 32. And sometimes these kind of things happen. It's rare that I mess up a recording because I've been doing this process 3-4 times a week for 5 years. But sometimes it could be that God just had other plans. And so maybe there's something in this word for you this morning. Maybe there's somebody out there that needs to hear. You know, this is a week to focus on Messiah, to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. The week that he was crucified and rose from the dead. And so I don't know what we're going to discover as I'm reading these few verses, but we've got a few minutes, about a 10-minute show this morning. But I pray in the powerful name of Jesus that these words would speak to you, and they're actually his words, the words of Christ. We're going to start with verse 32 in John, the Gospel of John chapter 6. Here's what it says. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you, that ye shall also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that all which have given me I should lose nothing, but I should raise up again on the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Real quick, I just want to stop and reiterate. Jesus is saying, all who believe on him. See, this is the key, friends. It's not about how well you thought you obeyed the Torah. It's not about how much Hebrew you know. What it comes down to is, do you know him? Do you know Christ? Are you in an intimate relationship with him? And if you are, the good news is that you're going to have everlasting life, and on the last day, you're going to rise from the dead. And he said that he's not going to turn anyone away. What did he say? All that the Father hath given to me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, those who come to him, I will in no wise cast out. Verse 41, the Jews murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Again, Jesus is making two points. He's saying, you know, in the first time he said this, he said, all that the Father have given me, I'm going to keep, right? And anybody who comes to me, I will not lose. Again, he's making those points again. And he also made the point, and I will rise him in the last day. He's making the point again. He's saying, no man can even come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. You know, if you know Christ today, if you know the Lord Jesus, you're in an intimate relationship with him and you are saved by grace through faith, you should praise your Father in heaven for drawing you to Christ. Because what does it say? No man come to me except the Father has sent me draw him. And I will raise him up at the last day. So praise your Father in heaven for showing you his Son Jesus. Verse 45, it is written in the prophets, and they shall all beat all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna, and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto him, doth this offend you? What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, therefore I said unto you that no man can come to me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. All right, that's the reading for this morning, and I don't have time for a bunch of commentary. So may the Lord, may the words of the Lord speak to you. I will only point out one thing, something that's always just jumped out to me. You know, he says, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. Of course, we know it's symbolic, right? We know what he's talking about in hindsight, but they didn't understand what he was talking about. And many of the disciples left and said, this is a hard saying. And he asked the 12 that are standing near left, what does he say? He says in verse 67, then Jesus said unto the 12, will ye also go away? And I love Peter's answer. Then Simon Peter answered to him, Lord, where shall we go? You know, you may get frustrated with God and with, you may not understand the way things are, and but at the end of the day, it's like, where else should we go? Where else could we go? And Peter says, thou hast the words of eternal life. and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That speaks to me. Maybe it speaks to you. I don't know who this word was for this morning, but God clearly had other plans for the podcast. And so this is what we're getting this morning. And I pray that whoever it's meant for, that it blesses you, causes you to draw near to Christ, causes you to fall on your knees and repent of your sins and believe upon the name of Jesus. And if you do, and you believe God rose him up, you will be saved. Shalom, peace and grace be with all of you. Lord willing, tomorrow we'll get our study in the book of Jubilees done. Until next time, God bless.